It is Sunday, April 1st, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Ithi Agnihotri-Madalkar.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin, Futures Editor. Why not the Stark and Sunday's papers?
That is our low-budget April Fool's joke right there.
Well, I didn't get to be anybody else. I want to be Antoinette Grajeda.
You can do that. All right.
So this is not a prank. We're going to talk about a book called Wicked Plants. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely in love with this author. Her name is Amy Stewart, and she's coming to Northwest Arkansas to speak to the Flower Garden and Nature Society. She did a book called Wicked Bugs that I think you're familiar with.
Talked to her about it maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay. And you asked her about chiggers?
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Yes. Which are the wickedest of all bugs.
She's from out in California. Did she know what chiggers were?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very much so. They're part of the mite family.
Okay. Well, this book started from all the research she did for another book called Flower Confidential, where she was looking at florists and how flowers get to you and so forth. And she found out in all of these flower shops and gardens and nurseries, there was one little corner of plants that are wicked, that are poisonous, that are whatever. And she
in some cases, carnivorous, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so she got interested in this. A tree that sheds toxic daggers.
What?
A glistening red seed that stops your heart. A shrub that causes paralysis. A vine that strangles. And so she started enumerating these 200 plants that kill, maim, intoxicate, and otherwise offend. Mm. Along the way, she ended up doing all sorts of research, history books, professors, historians, obituaries, medical journals, finding out how these plants have killed people. Here's what she discovered. A whole lot of people have poisonous plants in their gardens and pay no attention to them.
Well, there's poisonous and then there's poisonous, right?
I mean,
poison ivy can be
irritant. Yes, but she's talking about plants that will really make you sick.
Okay.
So she has written this book in part for fun and in part for people who have little kids running around. And she says, I have friends with small children who run around covering every electrical outlet, but I can't persuade them to yank out a deadly plant growing right next to the front door. She says 3,900 people are injured annually by electrical outlets and 68,000 are poisoned by plants.
What?
68,000.
So... And she also says that it's probably a bad idea to go prowling around in the dark corners of neighbors' gardens because she now has a fenced-in section of poisonous plants in her garden.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Maybe it's time for a Wicked Plants interview, just to...
Could be.
I think she is an absolutely brilliant speaker.
When is she here?
She is here April 21st at 1:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library. It is free to members of the Flower Garden and Nature Society and $15 for non-members. And you can find out more by emailing lbr845@cox.net.
lbr845@cox.net. Okay.
And this afternoon, you can go see Sweeney Todd, which kind of seems like a great segue.
Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. Tickets are $10. It's Crafts Sunday at Walmart's Spark Cafe in Bentonville. Take your little people to make Brazilian music makers from 2 to 4. There's a trunk show at Ozark Folkways from 2 to 4. It's called Boston Mountain Couture, and it features the work of Olive Loom Boutique, Betty Bobbitt Designs, and Jewelry by Laura Jane. And Circus Oz is at 2 and 7 at the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $39.
All right. Oh, well, there you go. Yes, my turn.
He's Ithi Agnihotri-Madalkar. She's Kyle Kellums, and I don't know who I am, but...
You're Antoinette.
Oh, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Happy April Fool's Day.